New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
The Chicago Bulls have 6 games left in the season that has been up and down for a lot of Chicago Bulls fans, leading many Bulls fans to wonder and ask, what exactly is the front office going to do this offseason to try to help improve where this team currently is? We're going to talk about all 3 of those options and possible routes on today's episode. We're also going to dive a little bit into the mailbag. We're going to get into all that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host there, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today. So everybody's wondering, right? Every Bulls fan is wondering what this Bulls team is going to do this offseason. Let me say most of them, right? Some do think, hey, well, they're just going to do the exact same thing, which I want to fight against that mindset just a little bit, right? I understand why Bulls fans have it. And I see you guys in the comments. I understand the discourse between a lot of the Bulls fans of saying, well, we already know what they're going to do. They're going to do X, Y, Z because that's all they ever done, which isn't really true. I mean, you look at this teams in their first offseason, they didn't do a whole lot drafting Patrick Williams. But then at that trade deadline, they made a whole lot of moves. That following offseason, they made a lot of moves there too. And Bulls fans since then, yes, the Bulls have done a lot of nothing since then. They've earned that reputation. But I think when it comes down to it, the Bulls do have some options depending on what they want to do. I'm not going to get into like specific moves and trades and things like that. We'll get into that over as the offseason actually comes. But the Bulls, to me, have 3 options for them. And this is options that every team has every offseason, right? It makes some more sense for others, right? But the Bulls can either run it back, they can rebuild, or reshape the roster, right? That's the 3 most likely outcomes for the Chicago Bulls. And I'm going to start off with the one that I know a lot of Bulls fans expect, and that's what this front office has earned in the reputation, is the run it back, right? When you look at it, the Bulls right now, they could very well run most of this roster back next season. Re-sign DeMar DeRozan, re-sign Patrick Williams, maybe not move Zach LaVine, Andre Drummond. You can't do all of them, right? So there's going to be a little bit of a change even in this, unless the Bulls, because it could get costly to run it back, unless the Bulls look to maybe move off a contract and maybe they look to move on from a Torrey Craig. Maybe they try to move on from a Javon Carter and just try to find a way to not get as much salary back. But when you look at that, the run it back option, while I understand a lot of Bulls fans are concerned that may be what they do, and hell, I can't blame you for thinking, right? There's nothing I can say that anybody's wrong. They're like, oh, we're just going to run it back because that's always what we do. But it could get costly. At this point with the Chicago Bulls, when you look at it right now, they are only, if they re-sign Patrick Williams, if they re-sign DeMar DeRozan, this isn't even bringing back Andre Drummond, but that team is going to be $98,000 under the luxury tax. Let's be clear there, right? That's what they're going to be. Oh, I'm sorry. No, $98,000 is the salary cap space that we'd have if we bring those guys back. So the Bulls aren't going to have a whole lot of it, man. The Bulls right now will be negative $30 million, above the salary cap. But then they have about $5 million under the luxury tax. So that doesn't leave a whole hell of a lot. Now, that's looking at the cap holds, right? So, of the Chicago Bulls, Patrick Williams, things like that, they have cap holds for those players. And, you know, depending on what you re-sign them back for, but the Bulls got to make a decision on that, and that could get kind of costly for a Chicago Bulls team. So, it is a possibility that the Bulls do run it mainly back. Maybe they look to prioritize players like Ernelot Batum, things like that, if that ends up being the case. But as of right now, that's going to be a tough proposition for the Chicago Bulls to do, is to run this roster completely back. Now, DeMar DeRozan has a cap hold of $42.9 million. He's probably not signing for that. Patrick Williams has a cap hold of $29.5 million. He's definitely not getting that money. Andre Drummond, a cap hold of $4.3 million. So, you know, those are the things that play a part into it, right? The Bulls have a little bit of space under the luxury tax, $39 million technically under the luxury tax for the updated figures, right? But that again, a lot of that's going to be eaten up by what Patrick Williams and them signed for. So the Bulls are not going to have a whole lot of cap space available. Now, if the Bulls were to not re-sign any of those players, they can have $38 million in cap space, but we're not renouncing all those rights. But that is the most likely scenario for the Bulls team. You run it back. You hopefully find a way to fit them under DeMar and Patrick Williams under that. Maybe you bring back Andre Drummond. And then that's where the Bulls are going to sit at. It's not a pretty place to be in at all. It's not a favorable place, but that is an option for the Chicago Bulls, right? And then you go into the next option, the option that, you know, that a lot of Bulls fans that are more upset are calling for. That's the rebuild option, right? A lot of fans, a lot of the national media pundits want a full rebuild. Now, what does that mean? That means letting DeMar DeRozan walk, probably letting Andre Drummond walk as well, trading Zach LaVine for whatever you can, maybe even possibly sign and trading Patrick Williams to another team to get some type of assets back while he's young, a la what they did with Lauri Markkanen. I don't expect that to happen. But then the Bulls could also look to move Vooch for any assets possible, meaning that, hey, as long as you can give us some expirings, maybe we'll take it. Maybe a second round. If you take a heavily protected second round, even though nobody's really going to take Vooch right now. But what that would do, what a full rebuild would do for the Chicago Bulls. Again, highly, extremely unlikely. It's not going to happen. I don't think this is a front office that's going to go full rebuild. This is, again, this is not a conversation to talk about if they should or should not. This is a conversation that I'm saying that per what they've told us, what they've shown, I don't think a full rebuild is likely from this front office. But again, those are the options that are ahead there. And how that would benefit the Bulls is at that point, you're going younger. And then you're really taking a look at, hey, what do you, Kobe, Ayo, how legitimate it was this growth from you guys? Because now you guys are probably the first and second options if you go full rebuild, right? Earn a lot, but team, you're getting minutes now. Patrick Williams, you have to take 16 to 18 shots now per game because you don't have anybody else to take shots. Julian Phillips, what you got for us, right? Dalen Terry, what do you actually turn into? This literally looking for a year at those guys and saying, what do these young players give us? And we're going to go do that. Maybe some one-year vet minimum signings. You got Torrey Craig still that's possibly going to be there. Javon Carter still possibly going to be there. Maybe you do look to keep Drum. If he's willing to stay for some money, pay him a little bit more there, but maybe it's a 1 or 2 year contract. But that at that point is what the Bulls could do. Now, the benefit of that would be to look at those younger players, as I've already said, but then also you increase your opportunity to keep your 2025 first round pick that is top 10 protected to the San Antonio Spurs. And then next year's draft is projected to be an extremely deep draft. And if you increase your chance to keep that pick and walk away with a top 10 pick in that draft, that could be one of the picks, if you do it right, that could be franchise altering to help kind of guide the development of these young players. And, you know, there's something to be said on you then know that you have a solid foundation, hopefully in young players like Kobe White and Ayo Dosunmu, who would be a year older, but still on really reasonable deals. You still have another year, each of those guys under cost control contracts before you have to look to extend them. And if you go that route where you've basically eliminated all your older veteran big-time contracts, Patrick Williams would be on a sizable extension theoretically by then as well. But you then have a younger team, a younger core to where you're paying that, and you have this new young top 10 player maybe that's going to be on a rookie scale deal. So you see what you do in that. Now, this is the option that a lot of the national media pundits, some even, you know, Chicago Bulls fans like Kenny Beecham are calling for, things like that. I still think that a full rebuild is really unlikely per what this front office wants to do with this team and what they've shown. But that is an option ahead of the team. Again, so to kind of recap, you're letting DeMar DeRozan basically walk, or maybe trying to facilitate a sign and trade in that case if you can get something. Drum may or may not walk in free agency depending on what his motivation are. Is it just about getting paid, not having to move again? Or does Drum want to join a winning roster at that point? You're probably trading Zach LaVine for whatever the best offer available is. Maybe you're even looking at Alex Caruso, moving him as well on that team, because to see what you can get back this offseason of one of those teams that miss out on going as far as they want to go in the playoffs. Maybe they're looking to add some firepower to their bench. So you're looking at that, maybe moving Vooch for assets. I still think ultimately Vooch is probably going to stay here. Even if you can get a few seconds in an expiring contract, maybe that's what you do, or a contract that expires maybe a year earlier than what Vooch's does. and you're increasing your opportunity to keep your own pick in 2025. And then let's go into the last option, right? And this is the one that's kind of not as clear, but you can add some clarity with, and that's reshape the roster or take what's called a gap year, right? And that is, in a lot of ways, you could look to still trade Zach LaVine and or move DeMar DeRozan in reshaping your roster. Really comes down to what and how else you're building other things. It allows for cap flexibility if you reshape your roster. So that would basically be moving either Zach LaVine and getting the assets that you can get back, whether they're debt pieces, whether they're some heavily protected first or some seconds, but you're moving on from Zach LaVine or DeMar DeRozan in that case to kind of add a different mix to this team and hope that it helps kind of either modernize the team and you're supporting a roster that better fits together. That's what you would be in reshaping. Still trying to be competitive, which I know is the buzzword around for this front office. You're still trying to be competitive, but it's how you're going about that competitiveness. You're adding some cap flexibility. You're maybe making a decision on, hey, we have young players that like to play quick, fast, and get up and down the court. Let's build a roster of that makes sense. Can we play more fast tempo, right? Now, again, not run and gun, but more fast tempo. Can we eliminate the pieces on this roster that don't really fit in that while we're going that route? Maybe it isn't letting DeMar DeRozan walk, and then you try to convince Zach LaVine to stay and buy into this new direction with the team, even though I know a lot of Bulls fans are not on the side of that, and that's fine as well. And then the Nikola Vucevic part of it is as well.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
In this reshaping a roster option, you're not going to get equal value back for what? And it's going to be difficult to move, but if you do look to move on Nikola Vucevic in this move, you're trying to get some assets back while trying to get off that salary a little bit earlier to add some cap flexibility. In a reshape, it's still a possibility as well that Alex Caruso could be moved by this team, but I think if you're reshaping and still trying to stay competitive, you want to keep a player like Alex Caruso around. You're just trying to, because he can fit on basically any roster. He can play up-tempo. He is moving without the ball. And that's a lot of what you could do in reshaping as well. But really, when you look at it, I think those are the three options for the Chicago Bulls. And I'm going to add what I'm calling the Winton call on this one. Shout out to Winton Mahorn, one of my first supporters here. I got to mess with Winton. That's my guy. But in all of this, you still got Billy Donovan as your head coach. And that is where a lot of the questions are going to be, because let's say you do go full rebuild and you're going younger. Is Billy Donovan the guy to develop those guys? Now, yes, you have your player development department, but you got to ask your questions. And now maybe by eliminating all the vets and the safety nets from Billy Donovan, he's going to be forced to play the younger players. So that's thing. And running it back, we've already seen what Billy Donovan does with this roster and basically what the most he can get out of it. And then in the reshape, it's kind of more difficult to see Billy Donovan's place in a reshape, because it depends on how you reshape it, right? And if I think that then hinges on how much of this Coby White, how much does he really transcend into a 1B option or a 2 option to really help make Billy Donovan's offense look the best? That's really what you're looking for. And that's, I think, the three most common options right now ahead of the Chicago Bulls in this offseason. And we'll see which route that they go. But, you know, ultimately, I know I had my rant the other day and things like that, but I hope that this front office is really passionate about, really wanting to change what's going on here with the Chicago Bulls team this season. Because if they're not, and if they are content and just running it back again, and the options that I listed, none of those are really talked about. Lonzo Ball, because that's such an up and down option. I think Lonzo, if you're running it back, at that point, Lonzo's contract is probably going to stay if he's able to play. You could look to move off of it as well. A rebuild, I think you may look to use that career-ending injury exception. But then again, depending on how much of the salaries you come off of, maybe you're not looking at it as much at that point. And a reshape, I don't really know. The Lonzo piece is a difficult piece to kind of fit in all this as well. Lonzo and Billy Donovan are the two biggest question marks in all of that, because you just don't know what to get from those two things. But shout out to Wynton Mahorn. I got to throw that in there because I already know Wynton listening to this. I guarantee you, if you're on the YouTube side, go and check. I guarantee you Wynton has a comment before I made it to the Wynton section. I guarantee you he did. That's my guy, though. But all right, let's get off of that. Let's get into the next topic. The Bulls have clinched a play-in spot, right? I talked about that on yesterday's episode. It just is coming down now if they're going to be the ninth seed, if they're going to be the 10th seed, right? That's basically what it's going to be. Are they going to host the play-in game, or are they going to go on the road for the play-in game? But in making it to the play-in tournament, the Bulls have really just put themselves in a situation where I think it had those three options. You got to figure it out. This play-in game has offered no clarity at all to what the roster is going to do. We have a roster full of aging veterans, right? We have younger players, but we have a roster that's filled with a bunch of aging players. And this team fighting to get to the play-in is something that you kind of look at if we were a young and up-and-coming team, right? If we were a team that was led by Kobe White and Ayo as young fifth and third year players, right? And then you have players like a Julian Phillips and things that are contributing, and that's kind of your core, then fighting to make a ninth seed is a lot brighter of a prospect than you having a team that's led by 34-year-old DeMar DeRozan. You got old-ass Vooch on this team as well. You got Torrey Craig, who's old. You got Javon Carter, who you just signed. And Andre Drummond, who isn't old per – none of those guys are old per real life. They're old per sports. You got Andre Drummond as well, who's aging over 30 now, finally, after being in the NBA for over a decade, right? But you have these players that are all playing big roles for you in a lot of ways, except Javon Carter's out of the rotation. And right now, it's like we're fighting to do things that younger team, like the Houston Rockets fighting to make the play-in, that's a lot different of a proposition than the Chicago Bulls fighting to hold on to the ninth seed, right? That's a completely different prospect, right? When you look at, it's kind of like the Golden State Warriors, but they accomplished something. Like the Golden State Warriors are fighting the Houston Rockets off two games ahead right now to hold on to that final play-in spot in the Western Conference. But that's a team that, listen, they're aging, and the Golden State Warriors achieved something. They've won titles, so it kind of makes more sense there. The Houston Rockets are a young and up-and-coming team. The Los Angeles Lakers are just Lakers. They're just a weird team. But then you got the teams like the Sacramento Kings that are a young team in that play-in area and scenario as well, right? The Memphis Grizzlies, who are a young team as well, who would be in there, but they haven't been healthy all season. And so you put the Bulls in this place where it's just so many question marks around the team. And you know, this I wish that the play-in tournament had added some semblance of clarity for the Chicago Bulls. But, you know, when the play-in tournament was created, right, it was an additional game that was given. And when I had my episode on what postseason, bitch, was the title of that, that's really what it came down to, is that, yeah, we're in this play-in tournament, but the future isn't bright, right? We're not in this play-in tournament where we're looking like we're up and coming. We stumbled into this. That's our ceiling right now, is a play-in team. And so I really hope that we see better movement from this front office in this offseason, but you never know for sure. It's the Chicago Bulls front office. All right, let's get into the we got some voicemails that we want to play today. The voicemail back starting to fill up. Finally, you guys are starting to call back in. We got two voicemails we're going to play today. This one's from TJ.
What's up, Hey? This is TJ again. I got one more question for you. So I understand that what this team is sorely lacking right now is really shooting, like shot creation, rim protection, and all that. But how do you think we should actually go about acquiring that? Like, what moves do you think the Bulls can actually make to get some of the needs that we do have on this team? And what players do you think we'll have to sacrifice and give up in order to attain those things? Yeah, I'm not gonna hate it. That was it.
So, yes, the Bulls are missing rim protection and shooting. And how do we get it? That's a great question, because we can talk all day about what we're missing. But how do we get it? The shooting, I think you have shooters on this team that you just need to develop, right? the one thing that the Bulls don't do is develop people in the game. That's why we have to have a whole player development staff. OB should be playing right now. I'm sorry, I get it. Yeah, he was shooting bad, but you want him to learn to go through that. At the end of the season, he should be playing. And he could be your shooter. He could very well be your shooter. And we've seen it. He has the threat to put the ball on the floor and be even more than just a shooter, but he can bring that, right? The rim protection part, I think you can address that in this draft. Of course, as we get closer to free agency and through the draft, I have kind of more things. But I think a lot of what you're looking at, you can get from this roster. Julian Phillips can turn if that three-point shot becomes a threat. Yeah, add some, right? Yeah, you're not adding. He's not projected to be this volume, huge percentage three-point shooter, but you could develop some of that three-point shooting you need by developing and playing your young player. And the rim protection part of it, you know, Adama Sanogo did average over a block per game in the G League, and maybe he can bring some of that, but I think you're looking for a lot of that in this year's draft with the players, the young athletic bigs that are in this draft. I think that's kind of what you're looking for. So hopefully that answered your question, but I'll answer more in depth as we go through the free agency, as we go through offseason, get through the draft first, and I'll have some better, more detailed answers on exactly, because I don't have names right now, because a lot of things are up in air as far as like free agency, things like that. But let's get into this next voicemail. This one's from Michael Korn.
Hey, good morning, Hayes. Listen to the post-game show last night. Thanks for keeping us informed and entertained, especially during this brutal stretch. Brutal stretch, well, that's been the whole season. If you had an opportunity to ask a question personally to AK, you know, what would that question be? I know if I had a chance to ask Billy Donovan a question, is like, why do your players just stand there on offense? Do you really have a game plan? Is it lack of talent or is it bad coaching? I guess second question would be, I think you lead the league in giving up the most threes or most three attempts. Every shot that Atlanta took yesterday is uncontested. But looking forward to your thoughts on what would your question to AKB in a press conference with you having that first question as that press conference was today. Hey, thank you very much. Yeah, it's back.
What would I ask AK if I had the chance? Jesus Christ. I would ask him, how far does he feel we are from being a team that can contend? Like, give me the raw answer. How far is that? And then how do you really plan on getting us that? And just saying continuity isn't going to work. It really, how do you plan? What do you want? And it doesn't even have to be public. This could be a conversation where the other media isn't around. But I really want to know, what really is your plan to get this team to contending? And how? And why haven't you really tried to be more aggressive at solving the holes that we've seen that we've had on this team? That's what I would love to do. I would love to ask them that question. Now, as far as I agree with you, the lack of ball movement to ask Billy Donovan that would be a great question to ask, because that's just bad basketball, and it literally just drives me up a wall every time I see it. But thank you guys for leaving those voicemails, man. Make sure you guys are following the channel at Bulls Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullscentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, thanks to you guys. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See Red if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.